Namaste! Welcome to episode 4 of Smiles with Vatsal Mehta. I'm your host, Vatsal Mehta, and today's episode is on cultivating kindness. Kindness is one of the most essential and significant qualities that each one of us can cultivate. Now, we've heard and been told and even motivated that we must inculcate the practice of kindness into our lives. But how often is it that we go out of the way to help a complete stranger in need for the good? So today, I'm going to share with you a short story depicting how a random act of kindness can impact and touch the core of someone's heart. Along with that, I'll also share with you an interesting and effective idea on spreading kindness, generosity, and good, and how with an enchanting theory, a simple random act of kindness can unfurl out into the world in the most impactful way, so that we can live in an altruistic world where we are more connected to one another than ever through these values. I'll also give you a tool through which you can start as of today to spread your goodness out into the world and instill kindness as one of the daily rituals, which is not only for the greater good of people whom you are kind to, but also for yourself, boosting levels of love, happiness, joy, and contentment within you. Let's begin with the story now, entitled A Memorable Tip by Joshua Becker. So the story goes, once a 10-year-old boy walked up to the counter of an ice cream parlor and climbed onto a stool. He caught the eye of the waitress and asked, how much is an ice cream sundae? 50 cents, the waitress replied. The boy reached into his pocket, pulled out a handful of change and began counting. The waitress frowned impatiently. After all, she had other customers to wait on and was having a really tough day at work. The boy squinted up at the waitress. How much is a dish of plain ice cream? He asked. The waitress sighed and rolled her eyes. 35 cents, she said, with a note of irritation. Again, the boy counted his coins. At last, he said, I'll have the plain ice cream, please. He put a quarter and 2 nickels on the counter. The waitress took the coins, brought the ice cream, and walked away. Then about 10 minutes later, she returned and found the ice cream dish empty. The boy was gone. She picked up the empty dish, and there on the counter, next to the wet spot where the dish had been, were 2 nickels and 5 pennies. The boy had enough for an ice cream sundae, but he had ordered the plain ice cream so he could leave her a tip. Seeing this, tears rolled down her eyes as she was deeply touched by the boy's generosity towards her. You see, in a world that constantly tells us to get all we can, every so often the 10-year-old boy reminded us of the power of generosity and kindness by going out of the way to perform a random act of kindness to possibly make the waitress's day and touch her heart, creating a memory that she would cherish for the rest of her life. That's the effect and power that kindness beholds to potentially influence someone's life. Oftentimes, when we happen to meet a stranger our mind is usually wired to see them in a certain way. That is, we become judgmental towards them. This situation is termed as unconscious bias. In fact, according to research, it is found that we tend to judge a person within just 3 seconds of meeting them. So, due to this unconscious bias, we tend to notice the tip of an iceberg of a person, not knowing their story or situations that they might be going through. Now, if we selflessly, without any unconscious bias, show a simple act of kindness towards that person, just like the 10-year-old boy in the story did, we might not see it that significant, but the stranger whom we are totally unaware of what he or she might be going through, it might mean a lot, and plus it will help you connect with that stranger on an interpersonal level, and in return, leaving you with the ultimate feeling of joy on a soul level. And when you ponder upon these random acts of kindness performed by you, you feel and experience the joy of the highest kind. There was a study conducted by Harvard University and the University of British Columbia. They found that remembering past acts of kindness can make you feel more joyful and more likely to perform kind acts. This is something called a positive feedback loop, meaning that it is a process in which the end products of an action cause more of that action to occur in a feedback loop, amplifying the original action. Now then, let me share with you a profound idea portrayed in a movie called Pay It Forward. Basically, it is a story of a social studies teacher who gives an assignment to his junior high school class to think of an idea to change the world for the better and then put it into action. When one young student creates a plan for paying forward favors, he not only affects the life of his struggling single mother, but he sets in motion an unprecedented wave of human kindness, which, unbeknownst to him, has blossomed into a profound national phenomenon. One of the characters in the movie remarks that you don't need much to change the entire world for the better. You can start with the most ordinary ingredients. You can start with the world you've got, and that there is no wrong way to perform an act of kindness. Now, what a great example that is of a simplistic idea turned into a one impacting a huge number of people. Through this idea, I want to introduce you to the concept of the ripple effect, which fundamentally means a spreading effect of consequences caused by a single action, just like ripples expanding across the water when an object is dropped into it. And so now, here's the tool that you can put to use to initiate a wave of kindness that ripples out for miles. And the tool for that is one random act of kindness at a time. That's it. In a day, just perform one random act of kindness. You can do more if you'd like, and that's totally up to you. But it's significant to contribute at least one. It doesn't matter if you start slow and build onto that gradually. You can start small, but act now. Because the world and our communities are in an unprecedented time and place right now, where we need kindness and generosity the most. Hence, it doesn't matter how small of an act of kindness you perform. Maybe it's just as simple as making someone smile. Please do it and see how your acts of kindness ripple out and make an optimistic difference in the lives of people. It is Jim Carrey who said, The effect that you have on others is the most valuable currency there is. Now, let me give you an instance where I get to practice kindness, and I do it by making people smile. I make people smile with an enchanting message I send them whenever they follow me on my Instagram, and in return, I ask them to make at least one person smile every day, which was one of the very inspiration behind naming this podcast. But you see how simple this is, and yet it beholds the potential to make people smile in hundreds and in thousands. And the joy I get when people respond to that saying, "It made my day," or "I really needed that today," is priceless. It really fills me up and inspires me to do more acts of kindness whenever I can. Based on my personal experiences, I definitely and with utmost faith believe that kindness does hold the potential to make an impact, and cultivating it in our lives is one of the best practices we can inculcate. There was even a study found in the Journal of Social Psychology that people who performed a single kind act a day for 10 days straight experienced a significant increase in overall joyfulness than those who didn't. And an interesting fact about kindness is that simply viewing acts of kindness have also been shown to cause elation, warmness, and a strong desire to help and connect with others. This effect, known as peak experience, has been studied by renowned psychologists Abraham Maslow and Jonathan Haidt. These specific peak experiences have been described as a manifestation of humanity's higher and better nature. So, unfortunately, if you're not able to perform one random act of kindness in a day, just go to YouTube and watch a video on it. Just doing this will put you in a state of that peak experience. Ronald Reagan once said, "We can't help everyone, but everyone can help someone." Khalil Gibran, the great poet, believed, "Kindness is like snow. It beautifies everything it covers." Mark Twain, the writer, once remarked, "Kindness is the language which the deaf can hear and the blind can see." Kindness and love are the most curative herbs and agents in the human experience, said Friedrich Nietzsche. And so, throughout the ages, great personalities, poets, writers, philosophers, and possibly most of the human race has believed that kindness is inevitable. Yet, we see not much of it in practice. I say, it's about time we do that. And if you are ever in a situation where you have to choose between being right and being kind, please choose to be kind. So, I believe and hope that this episode acts as a reminder for you to practice at least one act of random kindness throughout your day for anyone, no matter how small, because keep in mind, it's not about the size of the act that matters, but the intention behind it to touch the other person's heart and soul. And remember, to never leave the goodness that's in you, for it takes the highest kind of love to be the light that's in you. That is all for today. Thank you so much for your time. If you found this podcast of even the tiniest help to you in any way, please share it with a friend who you think needs to hear this, as that too is an act of kindness, because sharing is caring. So stay tuned for the next episode of Smiles with Vatsal Mehta. Until then, I wish that you always stay happy, keep smiling, live totally, be kind, and love beyond measure. Peace.